struggling more than anything. It's been really, really hard just to take it all in. There's been a few times I like, found out Dwayne didn't make it, but I broke down. In fact, I did break down. We went around and saw my grandma, and I don't think I've ever been squeezed so tight. So it's been really, 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 really hard for all of us.
When did you first hear on Friday what had happened?
We got up about 6:30, came downstairs and put telly on. And we knew something wrong as soon as we seen Victor Road on the news. It'd been a fire. 5 kids, 2 adults out of it. I rang my dad, straight to voicemail. I rang my stepmum, and nothing. And I rang them, I rang my brother Richard, like, I didn't know. I was like, no. Straight off the hospital, crying my eyes out. As soon as we got there, it was like, everyone around was like, oh, it's really, really hard.
How close were you to your brothers and sisters?
Pretty close. I didn't realise how close I was to them till I'd lost them. There was Dwayne, very, how would I say it is, a great brother. Was always kept you busy. He likes his football, like just like his dad. I spent a lot of time fishing with him weekends and playing darts and stuff with him. And then there was Jade, proper daddy's girl. Always smiling, right artistic and everything. And John, you could never get him to shut up, bless him, but he were dead playful and all his dreams, like when he was growing up, he was going to do this and he was going to do that. And there was Jesse. God, you couldn't get 5 minutes alone without Jesse. Always clinging onto your leg. Same with Jaden, dragging on your legs and you'd walk round. Or when I sat down watching telly at night, they'd be cuddling around me all the time and round Dad and Jack. Whoa. Jack was just like me, proper computer nerd, always on computers, on his DS. If you disturbed the gear 8, God, poor bless him. But yeah, they're right lovely bunch, I really, really miss them. It's tearing us to pieces that they've just gone like that. Said to me they were like my best friend, always there for me and keeping a smile on my face, but now they're not here.
Have you spoken much to your other brothers and sisters?
We get messages now and then, just like little updates and how we're all doing, and just keep in touch with the family and support each other. Talk to my dad when I can. I think he's still at hospital and now just with kids. So.
And what would you like to see happen now?
If anything, I'd just like to see loads and loads of support we've had. Just it's amazing because of all the money that we've had in so far, as well of what we hope on getting. It's. I'd also like justice for my brothers and sisters more than anything. It's just strong out. Someone can just do that and. Oh, you mind if I have a minute?
Come on, baby.